Brachot idem raglayam inyan nechitas hakehanim me'akiyol. The inyan that the kehanim washed from the kiyol, the inyan siluk ha'basoros negiyah. The inyan of siluk ha'basoros negiyah, the inyan of taking away a person's negiyah, a person's shaykhiz, a person's connection to the concept of his avoyde. His own personal connection. When you silik vasaros negiyah, ki rechitza moira al zeh. Rechitza shows on taking away negiyas, washing off your negiyas. K'mo yishenemai tol egla arufa, it says by egla arufa state, v'rocha tzu ziknei, v'chulei de ziknei yir, v'omru yedein lo shofcha v'chulei. Our hands did not spill the person's blood. So it says the lashon in the pasuk is v'rocha tzu, they washed off their hands. So rechitza means when you wash off your negiyah, it's nothing to do with us. Has nothing to do with us. We're not to blame. That's what they were saying. They have no negia or chelik in the maisa. What happened? This person was killed in the valley between near the city. The gam. The kohen that was about to do the avodah in the base of mikdash needed the rechitza. Why? You should take away his negiyah, mevatel daita yiritzoyna neged yiritzoyna Hashem Yisbarach. Taking away negiyah by avoida means that a person is ready to do the avoida, Hashem Shemayim, and he's mevatel his own das, his own ritzoynis, his own personal ritzoynis to the ritzoyna Hashem Yisbarach. The Pshet in Mishnah Pirkei Avos, a person is mevatel batel ritzoyn cho, mepnei ritzoynoi. You give over your ritzoynis, you give over even when your own personal Rotzen, you give it over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you do not want to will anything that Hashem doesn't want you to will. You only want things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's called being mevatel, you only Rotzen to the Eibishter. Ha'inu she'ena yoyved rak ma'asher Hashem Yisbarach Hu fitz, avoid is only what the Eibishter wants. That's what the Kohen did when he washed off his hands and his Yidayim Raglayim before he began to avoid in the Beis HaMikdash. V'chein. It's the same concept why we wash our hands in the morning. Neglavas, we wash our hands, and also we wash our hands before we eat. Koidim suda. Gamkin, koidim shiyaskul odom lasik b'tzorach yaguf. So tefillah l'Hashem Yisbarach, a person needs tefillah to that Kodesh Baruch. What tefillah does he need? B'im. Shiyover li yodoy dovor min yoni olam hazeh. If something comes to his way, a dovah min yoni olam hazeh, something from yoni olam hazeh, shuchas v'shal negeh the ritzoyin Hashem Yisbarach, ozu mevakesh mi Hashem Yisbarach, sheyitor v'yosi tavosu mizeh. Take away my taiv, take away my desire. I shouldn't want to desire something that's negeh the ritzoyin Hashem Yisbarach. So when a yid wakes up in the morning, and he's about to begin to be misasik throughout the day in all in yonim of olam hazeh, he washes his hands, or his hands, it's a tefillah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If anything comes along my way throughout the day, it doesn't have a shaychis, it's chas v'shalom neged, tzoyin Hashem Yisbarach, please give me siyata d'shmaya to take away my personal taiva to such a thing. It should be easier for me to remove myself from it and not to get drawn and pulled after it. The same thing is before the suuda. The person is about to indulge, about to eat. So then the idea is that a person washes his hands to take away his negiyah. That if chas v'sholem, there's a certain devar taiva in the oichel that he's going to eat, which is negative, so Hashem Yisbarach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be meiser, ta'avosim yizeh, he shouldn't feel drawn towards it. That's chas v'sholem if it's negative, so Hashem Yisbarach. And the Meshlech adds on that even if it's not neged, it's Tzoyin Hashem Yisbarach, it's a dove also. Avgam b'dvar hetzeh, nim zigam ketoy v'hipuchoy. Even if something is mutter to eat be'etzem, it's still a concept of a doy, of toiv v'hipuchoy, something which is good, something which is the opposite. Kibim yoichal ba'odom dvar hetzeh. But v'yelech ach kech b'zeh, b'koyach hazeh v'yasa aveire, but the koyach that he ate of dvar hetzeh, he goes and he does aveire afterwards, oz nigla hadovik, ilo kibul koyach hatoiv sh'bzeh hadovo. Then it becomes nizgalah, it's revealed that when you ate the dvar heter, you did not receive the koyach hatoiv that was in the dvar heter, because you used the koyach that you got from this dvar heter, used it for something bad. ועל זה הוא הרחיצה, שהוא תפילו לשם יזברך, שבכל דבר לא יקבל אל הכוח הטוב שנמצא. Anything your person is מקבל from הקדוש ברוך הוא, any שפע, that he is מקבל from the Eibishte, if it's in food, or in anything else throughout a person's day, we only want to be mekabel the koyach atoiv that's within that. There's a koyach atoiv and the kibichas v'sholom a koyach which is not toiv. And if a person uses the koyaches that he receives on the day this thing and he uses it for something which is not ritzon Hashem yizbarach, it's memeila, that means he didn't receive the koyach atoiv shebedava. He didn't receive the good koyach of it. He only took the hepech atoiv from the shef at HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mashpia. So it's a tefillah. It's a tefillah to the Eibishter, your mispal, the Eibishter should remove your desire to pursue with this meichel that you ate. If it's Isser Chas V'Shalom, you shouldn't want to eat it, if there's something wrong with it. Or even if it's Heter, you shouldn't pursue with that koyach any dvar Isser later on to do something with the koyach that you received from that dvar meichel. That's where you find it, tzaddikim. Sometimes held themselves back from certain ma'acholim, certain things, even though they had no idea there's anything wrong with it. They say ma'aseh b'dechoyze, v'chulei, such type of ma'aseh, that they didn't know. It's ha'esna, it's a kosher ma'achol. It's ha'esna, everything is okay. But the Eibishter was mesabeh v'sasibah, is that they shouldn't want to even eat it or drink because there was a dva'is over there. And tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings about this koyach atfilah that they have the gvaldik and madregi, and they held themselves back for it. They didn't even know why they held themselves back from it. They say about the chayze yain nesach ones, different type of things that they held themselves back from making kiddush on it. V'chulei v'chulei. The chayre has a shaykh to this concept that the Maharsh Leich says that we misfoul sometimes we're not zoyche to it. But tzaddikim have say more of ziyata nishmaya. They're zoyche that the Kadosh Baruch Hu, even if they don't know, the Eibishter gives them a pesachim, but not they. They're not drawn towards it, and for some reason they don't want to eat it, they don't want to drink from it. Kinachla abolar l'odim imokam achem masne l'osh lo yoshenu. The halacha concept in halacha, b'basra anachla, that comes to someone imokam achem from somewhere else. A person can make a tnai, they shouldn't yashin it. If it's a yerusha that's mitzad din doyraisa, you can't make a tnai because it's be'etzim. Something that comes from Mokam Achav or somewhere else, it's the Allah, the Masna Elosh, Lo Yid Hashanah. So it's always, the Meishlech tells you the same concept that if a Yid receives a Shefa from the Rebbein Yishol Olam, from the Dvar Meichel, from anything that a person gets from a Shefa from the Eibishter, a Yid could make a Tefillah, could be Mispaul, and Masna, it makes a Zatnai, that if it's Mimokim Achav V'Sholem, if it's not from a Koyach HaToiv, if it's not from a Koyach HaKedusha, it's V'Chas V'Sholem from the Sitra Achav, from other places, I don't want to receive it. Eibishter shouldn't give it to me then, even though I'm not going to know. I don't know. So that's why if I would know myself what was yeah, was nisht, so I'll be able to make my own decision. But since many times a person doesn't know, so you mispal to Eibishter, don't give it to me. Don't give me the meshicha. I should be drawn towards it. I shouldn't be drawn towards it. I shouldn't have any shaykhs to it. That's why we wash our hands. That's why they were kiveya. Chazal were kiveya to say parshas akiyor before davening and before we begin the parshas akabonis. Hainishlein is pal l'rak alamashe Hashem izbar chofetz. Sai l'gabi the tefillah. Sai l'gabi karbonis, which karbonis is an Indian from when a person is makriv. A carbon. We have the pashto carbonis, and we say a person's kiddu. A person was marked the carbonis. Vilich neshama keshayches keshum dova keshum zach that comes memokam acher. I want only the tzoin Hashem yizbarach. That's why we say the pashto kiyor sai shachres and sai minche. And this kiyedua that in the siddur from the Arizal, in the siddur from the Balatanya, the Arizal siddur which they daven they use in Razin, the pashto kiyor is not brought down. The Baal Tanya did not put the Parshas HaKiyor al Pi Arizal. He didn't put the Parshas HaKiyor into davening. You don't say the Parshas HaKiyor al Pi Ari. Obed is one of the Shinuyim that Radzin and Ishbetzer Radzin, they were Mishana from the Nusach from the Baal Tanya. Agam and the Nusach of Baal Tanya used the Baal Tanya's Nusach Berubay. But they were most of the Parshas HaKiyor, they said the Parshas HaKiyor also. And The chayr, the pshat is from this, from over here. My shloich zukt. That's important to say the parsha kiyor before a person begins davening, before parsha kabonis, to be mesalik negiyah, to take away all your negiyah, to take away all your shayches, personal shayches. You mispal da kodesh baruch hu alidei damida, alidei saying the parsha kiyor mispal to the Eibishter, that you shouldn't, you don't want to desire anything that's to the Eibishter doesn't have a reaction to. You don't want to be nimshach ach anything that the Eibishter doesn't want. That's negative. The tzayin is barach. That's the chayr of the pshat. Why? By Shloach, Misyanki, why in Ishbet Zidu and Moisif, the Parsh Zakiyar, like Mosi Durim, Agam and Sidari, Baltani Sid is not brought down. That was B'derech Klal, the Nusach that they used, but this after Moisif, the Parsh Zakiyar. Very interesting. Yeah, that's the Shtickle by Ivan Klali. So Yisharim, there was a Shtickle Tesefes.
Which one?
Do you hear, but if I remember correctly. So you saw him in Parshas Chayisor.
The Xaviyad or the Tinyon?
The Xaviyad. If you have the Xaviyad on Omid Lamed Ches, there's a whole shtickle over here. So you saw him about the Seyda Tefillah. Over here, the shtickle in the Bamaschel, Eitan Avram, with Chalash Shayi, Loi Leitzchak, with Nea Pilakshim, Mashal Avram, Nosan Avram, Atonis, whole shtickle over here. So immediately he brings down from the Zoya Kodesh, the Zed, the Yisim Zoya Kodesh, the Tzave. He brings down a whole shtickle over here. All shtickles are kodesh in the tzave. He brings down, and the zayah kodesh in the tzave says, "No, I made a mistake. It's Amud before Lamed Zayin. Amud Lamed Zayin. The reason why the so Yisharim brings down. He says in Kama Mekaymus over here in Xaviyad is brought down. It's also brought down in another place also where he goes through the Seidat Tefillah, and he says over here that the reason why we say Hashem Sefasai Tiftach Fi Agati Lasecho before we daven, before we begin Shemoneh Esrei, we say the pasuk Hashem. The pshat is that a person gives over the ganze koyach hatfilah to the Eibishter. That before he begins to daven Shemoneh Esrei, he tells the Ribono Shel Hashem, "Safasai tiftach, you open my lips, ufiyageti lasecho. You should open up my lips that my tefillah should not be on something that's negative to Tzayin Hashem Yisbarach. I don't want my tefillah to be some daven for something which is negative to Tzayin Hashem Yisbarach. But I don't know b'atzem." Person, I'm not in the Madrega to know what is Rosh Hashem exactly. If something is negative, Tzayin Hashem is Baruch, because some things are clear that's negative, Tzayin Hashem is Baruch, but many things aren't so clear. Better for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Hashem, Sefasai Tiftach, Ufi Yageti Lasecha, you open my lips and you let out whatever is Tzayin Hashem is Baruch, whatever is negative, Tzayin Hashem is Baruch, the person who's foul, don't let it leave my lips, don't let that Koyach HaTfil come out of me. Because when the Yid daven for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, he brings that also the Friedrich piece, but the inyan of tefillah today, tefillah to the Eibishter, tefillah is the inyan from chibur, how a person is mischaber the Rebbeinu Shel Olam through the koyach tefillah, a person is mischaber himself to the Eibishter. And the Yid zokte a Yid to the Rebbeinu, it's the whole shtickle before he goes through what tefillah is all about. He says a Yid says, I don't want to be mischaber myself with the koyach tefillah to the Eibishter. For something which is not the Tzayin Hashem is Baruch, something which is negative Rotzen. The Chibur that I have with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam right now, through these words that I'm saying, through these tefillahs that I'm saying, this davening, I've been mechaber myself to the Eibishter, Koyach of Chibur, Dveikus in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, if it's going to be for something which is negative Tzayin Hashem is Baruch, it shares the whole Dveikus, it's not an Emes of Dveikus. I'm being medabek myself to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and saying words that's for something which is negative Tzayin Hashem Yisbarach. So I want the Dveikus to be an emes Dveikus. How am I going to come about the Dveikus should be a true Dveikus? Is that every single word that leaves my mouth, every single word that leaves my mouth is going to be only with the Tzayin Hashem Yisbarach. That's the tefillah that the Yidin Mispal Hashem Sefasai Tiftach of Yagati Lasecho. We say this before Shemoneh Esrei. Say it before we begin to say the Ha'avoida, or the Seder for Malchus Achrayim V'Shoifris, or Yachil Lekei Lachal Laponov, right? So what do we finish over there? Hashem Sefasai Tivzach V'Yagati Lasecho. Before we begin to say the Ha'avoida, or begin the Malchus Achrayim V'Shoifris, the Chazan's Mitzvah is Hashem Sefasai Tivzach V'Yagati Lasecho. Everything should be in the Dark with the Son Hashem is Borach. It should not be used, the Chibur, this pipeline that we have between us and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, shouldn't be used for something bad, only for something good, because then it stares the dveikis that could come about through this pipeline that we have with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's the whole arich, so you show him if you get a chance to look through. It's a moedik, those few pages over there. Mamish moedik, the gea, the koichas of tefillah. Okay.